There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
RNZ National, time to talk money. Personal finance expert Mary Holm is in the house. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Jesse.
Interesting topic today, and one you've explored a little in your book, Rich Enough.
Yes, yeah. And I was leafing through the book the other day, and I thought, oh, there's actually some quite good ideas here that I haven't sort of aired for a while. And so they're basically 8 ideas on how to boost your savings.
Great.
If you're thinking, well, could be upping the pace a bit, either in or out of KiwiSaver. You know, it's always pretty neat to add to KiwiSaver, and you can do that easily. If you're an employee, I would suggest you probably don't go to the payroll department and try to do it through them. Well, you can. Well, no, that's silly of me. You can certainly go from 3% to 4% or 6% or 8%, I think, percent. But if you want to be a bit more flexible about putting in the money as you earn it or whatever, you can just pay it in directly to the provider. It doesn't have to go through your employer and through IRD.
Mm-hmm.
And that means, you know, it's perhaps easier for you to stop and start if you want to, or put in a regular
like
amount.
Like a lump sum payment?
Or
a regular amount?
Yeah, but it can be lump sum. Yes. And so, first of all, I suggest you, if you're saving, and this applies not just to retirement savings, but also to buying a car or a holiday, or so much better if you save before you buy these things rather than buying them and putting them on a credit card or buy now, pay later or something like that, because in the long run, in a savings account, you're earning interest on it instead of paying interest and paying horribly high interest.
And interest not bad these days after a few years of people earning almost nothing on their savings.
That's right, yes. I don't know how long it's going to last because, I mean, as the Reserve Bank gets inflation down, interest rates will come down inevitably. And in the next, you know, in 5 years from now, I'm sure they'll be lower on both mortgages and savings. But
for now. But
right now, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
So opening a separate account is a really good idea if you're saving for something specific. And some of the banks, and probably all of them, have some accounts where there's a penalty if you take money out. I've got one account where I can take money out 4 times a year, and the first week of January, and then the first week of April, and the first week of July, and the first week of
set times each year.
Yes, at the beginning of every quarter, and I can take that money out without losing interest. But if I take it out other times, I lose interest, and so you really got to sort of plan about that and think, oh gosh, I could need that money, but I can leave it in there just a little bit longer.
Is it enough to make you think, is there another way?
Yeah, so that can be quite good if you're saving to be in an account like that, so you can't just, you know, have a few drinks one night and say, oh, blow it, we'll take it all out and go to Dunedin for the weekend. Yeah,
the New Zealand equivalent of Las Vegas.
Yes. Not sure about Dunedin for that, but Dunedin's a great city.
And they've got a casino, so.
Have they? Have they? Oh, I didn't know that.
Wellington is the only major New Zealand city without a casino.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Isn't
not sure why,
interesting?
But.
No, yeah, they just instead fritter their money away on government. I shouldn't say that. No. So the 8 tips on how to save more. One is to set yourself a goal.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before and it's commonly talked about. Goals are SMART, S-M-A-R-T, specific. So you want to be sort of aiming at a specific amount or you might be saving a specific amount. It's much better than just sort of vaguely saying I'm going to try and save some money up. Measurable, so you can measure the goals. You can say, okay, I've achieved this month's aim. Achievable, don't set some really high goal and then find you're setting yourself up for failure when things don't go quite right next week. The R stands for written, which is misspelled.
But smart sounded better than smart.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So you might want to write it down and put it on the fridge with a magnet or somewhere. Perhaps in the loo or something.
Is this your acronym?
No. It's been around for a long, long time. Mm. Yeah. And the final one, the T, stands for time bound, which I suppose means you've got a specific time goal that you want. So that, and it's a really good idea to have small rewards. Set yourself sort of milestones if you're saving, especially quite a big amount. That, okay, you might be saving $20,000 to get a car. And so when you get to 5,000 and 10 and 15, you shout yourself dinner instead of saving that week's amount or something like that.
Maybe you could spell smart with two R's and one of the R's is rewards.
Yeah. That's very good. Yeah, I like that.
Smart.
We could skip the written one. Yes. Yeah. Anyway, rewards for milestones are.
Yeah, that's what I like about you, Mary, because you feel the same way. This is off topic, but when you get windfalls, if you inherit some money or get a bonus at work or whatever, sure, there might be the wise thing to do might be to put it into a mortgage, but shout yourself some dinner.
Yeah,
a nice glass of wine.
Yes. Celebrate. Some little celebration because this is life going by in the meantime. So the second tip is to pay yourself first, which is setting up an automatic transfer from, if you get regular income, whether it be wages or benefit or super or something else coming in, and you're trying to save, the day after that regular payment comes in, you automatically transfer a portion of it out into the savings account, so you can set that up with the bank, and even if it's just $5 or $10, the day after the money comes in rather than the day it comes in, because sometimes, you know, it might come in, go out before it comes in.
Yeah.
And that can work really well to pay. So you're paying yourself first. You're not saying, okay, I'm going to pay all the bills and I'll save what's left over. You're putting yourself on the list of bills to be paid in a way, or putting your savings on a list to be paid. Yeah. Next tip is starting small. So it might just be $10 a month, or it might be, you know, it depends on your situation. It might be more than that, but it could be $10 on the first of every month, because it's surprising how even that can grow, especially with reasonable interest being earned. So $10 a month, and you've got $120 at the end of the year, and by the time you've got compounding interest on it, it might be $120, $30, or $140, and on it goes. And gradually increasing the amount is obviously a good idea. Mm. But if you're listening to this and thinking, oh, look, I just can't afford to save, $10 a month, not that many people will miss that, actually. And it'll get some progress going. Next tip is to play mind games with yourself. So imagine you've lost your job and your new job pays you, let's say, 5% less, and that's not uncommon. You don't always move to one that pays you more. And the thing is that if that did happen, you would manage on the lower income. You'd have to, so you would.
Yeah.
So you say to yourself, okay, I'm pretending I've lost my job. What's 5% of my income? And or if that's too hard to work out, just what, you know, what, let's
20,
say
$20 a week. Yeah,
something like that. And put that into, set that up as an automatic transfer into your savings account. That can help. Mm. If your expenses go down, so there's all kinds of situations. You might have paid off a mortgage or another loan. You might have quit smoking, or something like that, which is not cheap these days, I understand, because the taxes on smoking are high. Yes. If you discover a cheaper electricity company, I've just moved to a cheaper electricity company and it wasn't that hard. You know, there's these websites that help you do that.
Honestly,
power switch.
Yeah,
and you don't get round to it, you know.
You can really save some money.
And so there's, you know, suddenly that expense
has gone
down.
I reckon just about everyone listening today could spend 5 or 10 minutes working out which power company is going to be the cheapest for them, and then commit to spending that difference on saving.
Yes.
That's really easy, right?
Some of them will have done it already. Power Switch is the website, and you don't have to do much work on it. They sort of do it for you.
Yeah, sorry, Mary, there's also internet and phone.
Oh, yes.
All those
cheaper
bills.
For all of those things. Yes, indeed. Yes, we all say one of these days we're going to look into it. Yeah, and it really, you do feel so virtuous.
Yeah. Once you've buy yourself a coffee at the cafe and sit down with a laptop and go and spend an hour doing it. Yeah.
Or perhaps you don't buy, no, you do, of course, you buy yourself a coffee.
I'm full of advice on how other people should live their lives today. I'm obviously, obviously got everything sorted out in my own life, Mary, now helping
absolutely.
Others. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Or children leaving home, of course, that can save you a lot of money because kids tend to, by the time they're leaving home, they're eating quite a lot of food quite often and using up quite a lot of electricity, etc. And hopefully once they've gone, they don't come, well, I shouldn't say that, they can come back sometimes, but the thing is, and it can be really neat, the thing is when the kids leave home, though, suddenly your expenses have usually gone down. And I'm suggesting you boost your savings by half of the extra money that you get from whenever any expense, any regular expense goes down. And I've written a note here, this is a one-way street. When your expenses rise, you're not allowed to cut back on your savings. But when your expenses go down, increase your savings.
Yep.
When the government cuts taxes, which hasn't happened for quite a long time, but, you know, it does every now and then happen, that's another way where suddenly you've got some spare money and you're taking home more money, so save that.
Yeah.
And every time you get a pay rise, similarly, there's the books about behavioural economics suggest you sort of promise yourself that every time you get a pay rise, half of that extra money will go into savings. And if you just sort of make that a long-term commitment, people who do that end up retiring with a lot more money.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, it is. And finally, one-off payments, an inheritance or a lotto win or... and as you were saying before, definitely celebrate with it. But obviously,
it really gives your savings a kick off. That's what happened to me. You know, I was living week to week and then did a little job, got a few a few hundred bucks, and that was the start of my savings account and eventually became my home deposit.
It can really. I'm just working on a letter for my Herald column about someone saying, well, if people keep on trading up to a nicer and nicer house through their life, they're going to keep on getting a bigger and mortgage, and they'll pay it down, but then they get another mortgage and pay it down. And one of the things I said was, well, quite often people suddenly get an inheritance. You know, not everybody, but a lot of people. At some point in their lives, when mum or dad dies, and sometimes both, they get a lump sum coming in. And because often there's a family home involved, and these days, with houses worth what they are, even if there are four kids in a $1 million house, suddenly people get a big lump sum of money, and that can make a huge difference to people's whole financial situation. Yeah.
And what you do in that moment could well affect your finances for the rest of your life.
That's right, So as we were saying before, go out for that dinner, I'm sitting here thinking there are some people who don't get any inheritance, and you know, so that's tough. But hopefully they might at some point get a lotto win or a redundancy pay. I've had a couple of those in my life when newspapers have folded, and you know, it's a shock at first. A newspaper in Chicago and one in Auckland that folded, and suddenly you're on the street. But you get this big chunk of money, and after a while you find another job, and you know, that's really helped whack down the mortgage.
Been talking to Mary Holm. The topic's been how to boost your saving, 8 ideas from Mary's book Rich Enough, and I hope some of them have been helpful to you. If you'd like to add any ideas, you can text us on 2101. We love hearing from you. And if they're really good, or if you want to email to jessie@rnz.co.nz, if they're any good, I might forward them to Mary and I might make her next book.
Very good.
Thanks.
Yeah, great idea.
Mary Holm, thank you so much.
Pleasure, Jessie.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.